Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills.
Hello! Oh, good, I'm here. That was weird.
Sounded like you were in a cave. I'm glad to see that I was professional and rushed to your aid rather than just going, ha ha!
Thank you, Greg. Lovely official chart show update. Good actual afternoon. This is Mills on Radio 1. You Mix 6 and Liquid Confidence. And before that, the Oh, What's Occurring mix with Nessa of OMG, Usher. Do you know who needs to feature next, I think, on OMG?
No.
Brian Redonde. Think about it. Can I leave that with you?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Well, you know when girls go on dates with boys?
Yes.
I guess it can happen the other way around as well. I mean, obviously it can happen that boys go on dates with girls, but I don't think boys do this as much. Do girls always have a friend who is like their emergency person who calls them if the date is going really badly wrong?
Yeah. I think it's, It's useful for safety as well if you're meeting someone you don't know.
Yeah, yeah. How often in advance do they work out who's going to be their emergency caller? Is it like a couple of hours before, like a day before?
Well, it can be whatever, as long as you've got one.
Okay.
And then you just plan what time you're going to ring and then...
If it's going badly. So what happens, I'm imagining, is the girl is sat there with the bloke thinking, oh, this is going really badly. He is really dull. Don't fancy him. Don't really want to be here. Then they... They text their emergency caller saying, call me now, he's really boring. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then the friend calls up a couple of minutes later. Hi, your cat's been sick on the kitchen floor. And then she's like, oh, really? I must come home at once.
This normally happens about 2 or 3 minutes after you've been to the toilet.
Because
you go to the toilet, because you don't want to text at the table, so you kind of go to the loo and then come back.
Bring me.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that, this happened to my mate last night. He was on a date. It was going all right. They weren't really clicking. He thinks, she's all right. Girl gets a call. She acts really badly. Oh, you want me in work tonight? Oh, okay then. Okay, what now? Okay, bye. Now, this is far too well known now, the emergency call. We used to do a thing on this show where if you're on a bad date situation, you would text me and say, get me out of this situation. And then I would ring up with a really...
I thought, that's not advisable, I would say. In an emergency situation, you're probably not the first person I'd want to...
No, but it was good on the show. And I'd come up with some really awful excuse for getting them out of that date. But now I think times have moved on. It's everyone knows that. And the bloke, like my mate last night, is sat there thinking, right, you might as well just say to me, look, love, this isn't working, is it?
But you can't say that.
Well... The emergency call is far... It's so obvious now.
No, because sometimes you do have emergencies.
But you
sometimes,
don't.
Sometimes, yeah,
the first thing the bloke thinks now, maybe a couple of years ago when it wasn't so well known, but the first thing you think is like, right, she doesn't want to be here. You might as well just be honest and say, okay, look, you're really boring. I don't like you. Let's just go our separate ways, shall we?
I still think you could get most men with it.
Really?
I still think, yeah.
My mate was straight onto it last night. It was like she clearly didn't like me because she got the emergency call.
What if she'd had a real emergency?
No,
maybe
she didn't.
The cat was really sick.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Dion.
Hello, where are you today?
I'm just pulling up outside my daughter's school in Exmouth, ready to pick her up.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, I was just ringing in response to the fake call, and my telephone's got a fake call facility on it where you just press the button and it rings automatically to get you out of those sticky situations.
So you don't need an emergency friend if you're on a date?
You don't need an emergency friend when you're on a date. The guy in the phone shop, when he told me about it, was very excited to sell this option to me when I purchased my phone.
What situations do you use it in?
I haven't been on any dates yet to get myself out of it, but you just hit a button on the side of the phone and within, I think, 30 seconds to a minute, it rings, so there's no sneaking off to a toilet to send a text to a friend.
The only trouble is, some people are really bad at one-sided chat. See, I'm really good at it because I pretend to be on my phone all the time. So, for instance, let me just try this for you now, okay?
Okay.
Oh, hang on, my phone's going.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
No, not you, hang on. I'm just talking to my imaginary person on the phone. Hello? Yeah. Oh, really? Okay, I'll be there in half an hour. All right.
Oh, OMG.
Okay, thanks.
You even...
All right, see you then. Bye.
You even do that... Oh, yes. Like they interrupt you talking.
See, it's... That's professional, that.
Which we realised worked really well until I realised that you were doing it and rang you one time, so you were having a fake conversation and your phone began to ring as it was next to your ear.
That's the only time it doesn't work, when you're having that conversation, and then the phone rings, so thanks for that. you've got to leave the right amount of gaps. You see, do you know what really annoys me? You see it on soap operas all the time, where they go, hello? Yes? Okay. I'll be there at once. Okay. No, you're not leaving enough gap.
Right.
You know?
I love this has turned into a drama lesson.
This.
Yeah, you need to... Well, the thing is, because obviously your friend isn't going to call you because your button just does it, but you have a one-sided conversation, so practice the gaps is my tip, all right?
Right. I will do that next time I have a date.
Love you. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, if you've been listening to the show this week, you'll know that I have been sent a proper England shirt from the FA, and it says Mills and then 40 on the back. Red shirt, proper England shirt. And my friend Chris, who was speaking the other day, he thinks it means if I get 17 people injured, well, not if I get 17 people injured.
That would just be wrong.
If 17
You'd
people...
You'd be going to prison, not the football.
Let's say 17 people do get injured, then I am in the squad on the plane to South Africa. Because I'm number 40. That makes sense.
What's the latest on this?
Well,
I got a call
earlier. I did.
All right.
From...
someone important? I think it was someone important in football.
I'm not really sure that it was.
Yes, it was someone high up in the England squad.
Who was that?
The manager of England.
How do you know this?
People high up at the FA.
Mm-hmm. How did you get maybe a recording of this personal phone call to my phone?
Some secret recorders at the FA.
Very good. Yes, Becky, I do have exciting news. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now, last week, the FA sent me a football shirt with number 40 on the back and Mills. Proper England squad shirt. I don't think I'm the only person to get one. I think you can get them online. And a friend of mine thinks that I might be called up. If 17 people get injured, I might be on a plane to actual South Africa. Now, earlier today, I got a phone call, didn't I, Becky?
Did you?
Yes, I did. Here it is.
Hello?
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 Hello, Scott.
Hi, who's this?
It's Fabio Capello, Scott.
Who?
Fabio Capello. About the football.
Hi. Hi.
Scott, I'm phoning because I heard your show the other day about you being worried about going to the World Cup, and I just wondered whether you'd be up for it.
Hang on a minute. Alex, where's Fabio Capello from?
I'm from Italy.
Portugal.
Italy.
Keep talking.
Am I not Italian? Oh, no, I thought I was Italian. Am I Italian?
I'm just asking the office. Hang on.
I think I'm Italian.
Where's Fabio Capello from?
I am Italian Italy. Anyway. Oh, look, I know where I'm from.
You sound like you're from Wales.
No, I'm definitely from Italy. Right, Scott.
Okay.
You are going to play in the World Cup. Agreed?
Yeah.
And you're number 40.
I am.
We just need a few more dropouts and you're on. Now, have you got good ball control?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Okay, that's good. Number one. I'm just going to go through my checklist.
You're still Welsh.
Do you? hang on a minute. Do you speak Italian, Scott?
No,
you need to be able to communicate with me.
Do you speak Italian?
Yes.
Go on, then. Go on, then.
Bella Italia. Hola.
No,
ciao.
What? Ciao.
I'm not going. I was just showing you my Italian. Right, what is your preferred position? I normally just like to ask the lads where they prefer to go because it's easier than maybe sorting it out.
I'd like to go...
In the four or the four or the two, which one do you like?
The what? The four or the two?
The four, you know, there's the positions. You have the four or the two, which one do you want?
Can you explain that to me again?
Well, there's the four and then two.
Oh, I'll have four and four.
No, you've got to be one or the other. Which four do you want, the middle one or the... Oh, I forget about that. We'll sort that out when you get here. One last thing, Scott. Have you got a wag?
Have I got a wag?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's
do
good.
I need one?
No, they're not allowed. They just put you off.
How do they put you off?
They just, like, I don't know, kiss you and stuff. Oh, I thought you were going to hang up ages ago. I just ran out of things. What else?
I knew you would. I'm going to go now.
Okay, so can we expect to see you in South Africa?
Yeah, whenever you want.
Perfect, Scott. I'll put a big tick by your name.
Good to speak to you, Fabio.
Okay, bye, Scott. Oh, sorry, hang on a minute. Ciao!
Ciao, Bella.
Pasta. Right, I don't think
that works. That is really good. Another triumph there. Wow. Fabio Capello and Timmy Trundy really are quite similar. Who knew?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So Britain's Got Talent's been and gone for another year. But still, my flatmate is obsessed with the dog act that was on. It's finished now. He keeps watching Tina and Shandy on YouTube every night. That might be him now. No, it's not. Sorry, I just
who
can't. I can't switch my phone off.
Anyone exciting? Fabio?
No. He's obsessed. He just keeps watching it all the time. He's like, it's brilliant. I love this dog because, as dog acts go, it is the best one.
I hadn't got into it by that point. So, what did Chandy actually do?
Chandy, Tina, the owner, would kind of lift her leg up, and Chandy would lift the same leg up, and then.
What, like, when dogs lift their leg up, doesn't it normally mean they're going to the loo?
No, front legs.
Oh, okay.
And then Tina would lift the other leg up, and right. Chandy would... That's good.
But is it, though?
Yes, it is. Look, but check is it out. It is good. Now, I've just got a text from him going, let's buy the dog from Britain's Got Talent. You know he wants a dog? He wants that one, because it can do tricks and stuff.
But maybe it only does them with... What was her name?
Tina.
Maybe it only does them with Tina. Like.
Yeah, but he thinks that he could just take over from Tina and then be like...
You can't just take someone else's dog.
No, he's willing to pay money for it. It's just that he wants a dog that does tricks now. A normal dog is not good enough. He wants Chandy, and he won't stop till he gets her.
Why doesn't he get a nice little dog and then just train it, like, to be a normal dog rather than a trick dog?
There's never been another dog that's as good as Chandy with tricks. You need to look it up now on YouTube. No other dog has been that good ever. I see what he means, but I think we might have a job getting it off Tina.
Podcast.
Stu off of Bedford's been on saying, Chandy can lift her leg. So what? No, you don't understand. It's much better than that. I don't think I described it very well. Becky's been looking up Chandy's rider.
Yep.
She's gone proper famous.
Is Chandy a boy or a girl dog?
I don't know, a girl.
Okay, I'll just say Chandy. Chandy only asks for a bowl of water, some cubes of cheese and a separate dressing room.
Okay. And is at the moment staying in a 4-star hotel in London.
Yeah.
Wow. 4-star?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Apparently she gets recognised in... Chandy gets recognised in reception quite a lot.
Darling, I'm the dog from Britain's Got Talent. 5 stars, please. Can you imagine? You get a trouser press for that, though, don't you?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
What's occurring?
It's the penultimate Oh, What's Occurring of the week. And we have a brand new contestant. One of our lovely listeners. It's Sabina, 17, off of Strawberry Hill. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Scott. Hi, Becky.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, nice to meet you. Where do you normally listen to this show and to Oh What's Occurring?
Where do I listen to it?
Yeah, what goes on in your life when it's on?
Usually I'm on my computer listening to it whilst revising and stuff like that.
Excellent. Are you revising today?
I was, and I got really excited, and I couldn't revise anymore.
Do you normally win against Becky or Know What's Occurring?
No.
Oh. There's now, always a first time.
But yeah. It's good that despite that, you've still entered the game. I like it. So you've got one A-level exam left, right?
Yes.
And when's that?
Yeah.
When?
On the 23rd of June.
And it's German?
Yes, German.
Oh, I can't help you with that.
Oh, it shouldn't be too bad.
It's all going to be fine, you know that.
Are you good at German?
Hopefully.
See, she sounds confident. She doesn't need it. It's all going to be fine. It's fine.
Hopefully.
And you really like flowers?
Yes, I love flowers.
Which ones are your favourites?
I have loads of favourite flowers. My favourite flowers are blossoms and daisies and dusty purple roses and wisteria and lilac and hydrangea.
Whoa!
Loads.
What are dusty purple roses? They sound amazing.
Yeah. I don't know if they're artificial, though. They might be fake.
Is your house, like, filled with flowers?
Sometimes. When I'm doing a photo shoot and then I buy loads of flowers, I decorate my room with them, but not at the moment.
A photo shoot?
Yeah.
What do you...
I did photography as well, and now I've finished. So I like to buy flowers for that. Yeah.
Excellent. we've found out a lot about you now.
Oh, thank you.
So let's play the game, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh! What's occurring?
Ah, you're brilliant. Okay, Sabina.
Yeah?
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What do you think is the heaviest celebrity you could give a piggyback to?
And I could give a piggyback.
Yeah, think about it. Heaviest celeb you could give a piggyback to and run 100 metres with them on your back?
Someone really thin, like Lindsay Lohan, maybe. I'm not all that strong.
Okay, so you think Lindsay Lohan would be your one, and you could safely, quite easily, run 100 metres with Lohan on your back?
If I don't fall over.
Yeah, okay. What about blokes?
I don't know. Well, definitely not a sumo wrestler, because I might squash, but someone thin.
Okay. Who's thin? Greg James? Do you reckon he could go that far?
He's quite tall, though, isn't he? That means he's extra.
No.
Okay.
I know. That guy, Vernon Troyer, or Warwick Davies.
Vern Troyer? Mini me?
Yes.
Or Warwick Davies.
He's in The Imaginary of Dr. Parnassus.
Okay, cool.
Sabina, did you have a clue what on earth was going on in that film? Because I didn't.
Oh, well, actually, we've just watched half of it last night because we got out of a library, and we're going to watch the rest of it tonight, but it looks quite cool.
They didn't get it.
We didn't get it at all.
Did you not?
No.
It reminds me a little bit of Lemony Snicket, a series of unfortunate events, because they also have lots of, like, theatre stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so, Becky, what about you? Heaviest celeb that you could piggyback?
James Corden.
You reckon you could do
Easy.
Corden?
You're talking to a former tug-of-war champion, and I reckon I could be, like, world's strongest man. Even though I'm a girl, it's not very attractive for a woman, but I reckon I'm quite good at those sort of... I'm not very good at, like, cross-country running and, like, long-distance things, but, like, short-weight things I'm really good at.
Short bursts.
Yeah.
Imagine you with the weight. So... down!
Yeah.
Is it called that, is it? What, that thing where you do that and then up with the bar?
The snatch.
The snatch?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm well good at that.
Oh, excellent. Anyway, we went on to Super Street and we asked them that question.
Okay.
What do you think the most popular celebrity was that people thought they could carry on their back and run 100 metres? I'll start with you, Sabina.
Lindsay Lohan.
Is she the only celebrity you know?
I know more, but I'm a bit brain dead right now. I can't think.
Oh. So do you want to have Lindsay Lohan as your guest?
Probably.
No worries. What about you, Becky?
Tiny Temper.
Oh, he's quite...
I don't know how small he is, but he's called Tiny, so I think people might have thought that.
Let's find out.
Oh!
So, we go onto Sheeper Street and we ask them, what's the heaviest celeb you reckon you could piggyback?
I like your necklace, that's good.
Thank you.
Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running the 100 metres?
Probably like Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole.
Just because she's small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Dappy from Endubs?
Yeah. He is quite petite, isn't he? Yeah, I could probably, yeah, if you took the hat off. Without Dappy. The stupid hat, yeah.
Who do you think's the heaviest celebrity that you could do a piggyback to while running the 100 metres?
James Corden.
Yeah.
James Corden, that you could do?
Yeah, I'd like him on my back.
Probably Paris Hilton. I'm not very strong.
Maybe like a child, I guess.
A small child. Maybe
Justin Bieber. You love
Justin
that girl.
Bieber, yeah.
Justin Bieber. I like your cap, that's good.
Thank you.
Who's the heaviest celebrity that you think you could piggyback whilst running 100 metres? Do you think you could manage Noel Edmonds?
100 metres?
Yeah. Do you think you're heavier than that?
Probably, yeah. Who's a bit bigger than Noel Edmonds? Simon Cowell.
Keira Knightley?
Oh, Judy from Richard and Judy. I could do her on my back.
Yeah.
I could.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow, that's impressive. Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running the 100 metres?
I reckon I can manage Cheryl Cole, but that's probably about it.
What about Ian Beale? Do you think you can manage him?
He's quite tall, isn't he?
Peter
Kay.
Peter Kay, you can manage
him? Yeah, I could do it without doubt.
Well done. Who's the heaviest celebrity that you could give a piggyback to whilst running in the 100 metres?
Kerry Katona.
What about Peter Andre?
What about him? He's like really skinny. He's lost weight.
Do you reckon you can manage him?
Yeah.
Easy.
I could take him down with my wee finger.
Do you reckon you could do Bob Geldof?
No.
An interesting line of questioning smooth-talking Dan's got there today, hasn't he? What about Bob Geldof? Most popular answer is Cheryl Cole. What you should have done, Becky, is James Corden was the person you reckon you could have done. You should have given that as your answer.
James Corden.
Yeah.
James Corden, that you could do.
Yeah, I'd like him on my back.
And props to this person.
Oh, Judy from Richard and Judy. I could do her on my back.
Yeah.
I could.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow, that's impressive.
That is impressive. You're dead right. Sorry, Sabina, no points.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. What's the kidding?
Next one. Has anyone seen a show on the telly called Mary Queen of Shops? Sabina?
Oh, I've watched that some time ago.
Did you?
Yeah, like last year.
It's about a woman called Mary who helps people who have got shops.
Yeah.
She just helps them out a bit. A lot of people spotted this and emailed in. Thank you. We love your Oh What's Occurring ideas and suggestions. Thank you. Now, this time, Mary is at a baker's shop. Where the lady had been in business for 36 years and she really wanted you to know that. So it's a simple question. On Mary, Queen of Shops, how many times did the lady in the baker's say, I've been in business 36 years? It's a bit like old people. I'm 84, you know. When is the age when you start like telling people that at bus stops and stuff? I'm 84, you know. It's not that impressive, like... Well, yeah, obviously 84. But, I mean, when is the age where you start telling people that in conversation? I'm blah, 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 you know? When is it, cause it doesn't sound that impressive. Like, I'm 46. I'm not.
Are 40, you?
No. No, I am not.
I don't think you should start yet. Wait till your 50th.
Right. That's a good while off that. Wow.
4 years.
Shut up.
That's what you just said. I've got it on tape.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 46. Shouldn't I let that one slip out?
I'm just saying it's not that impressive if you are 46 to go, I'm 46, you know.
When so, for example, if one was 46. God.
Right, Sabina.
Yeah?
How many times do you think she told us she'd been in the business for 36 years?
Maybe 10.
10, says Sabina. And Becky says...
11.
11?
Let's find out. Here is the lady He's been in business a while. 36 years on Mary Queen of Shops.
When we started here in 1973, that's my husband and I. And if you look closely, you can see the cakes that we make the same as what we make now. And we've been there for 36 years, so we do know a little bit about it. How long have you been here? Excuse me.
8 years.
Well, I've been in business 36 years. When you've done 36 years, you tell me what to make, mate. Mm. You've been there for 36 years.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So we do know something about it.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the 36 years I've had experience always comes up. I suppose, yes, I wouldn't accept criticism very easy, but would you? Would you? If you'd lived here for 36 years. Have you changed what you've sold here since the 70s, in all honesty? Not a lot.
Wow. She just wanted you to know.
How many times is it?
Six.
Okay.
Yeah, so I win!
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
But just a small thing. Mm. She started a business in 1973, said at the start.
Yeah.
Well, now it's 2010. Surely it's 37 years anyway.
Maybe the show was made last year.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, woo, Sabina, you win!
Yay!
But there's another round yet.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good.
Oh!
There's one more round.
What's occurring?
That's right, there is. And it is Facebook or not. Are you on Facebook, Sabina?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
It's okay.
Are you a member of many groups?
I'm on Farmville.
Oh, God.
My mum's addicted to that.
I love Farmville.
Yeah.
You can plant lots of flowers.
Oh, that's why
you like it.
You love the flowers. Okay, so what I'm going to do is read out some names of Facebook groups. Some of them are real. Some of them we have made up. You just tell me, Facebook group or not. Let's go. Okay, is this real or made up? Is that an accent? Pardon me as I undress. Is that real or not, Sabina?
I don't know. I don't really understand it.
No, I don't either.
But just tell me whether it's real or made up.
Okay. Fake.
Fake, Becky?
I have to say real, but I don't get it either.
Oh, it's...
Are you cheating, Sabina?
Oh, I'm just listening to my brother, so he doesn't understand.
No.
Oh, I thought you were like, quick, go and look it up.
I'm afraid that one's real. 56,100 members.
Crumbs.
I know, crumbs. I cannot find the words to describe the taste of water. Real or made up, Sabina?
Real? No, fake.
Fake?
Fake.
Becky?
Real. Some water tastes gross.
It is made up. Sabina gets the point.
Yes.
I read the group name, I laugh, I join, I never look at it again. Real or not, Becky?
Fake.
Sabina?
I think it's a real one.
Correct, Sabina?
Yes.
6,161 members to I read the group name, I laugh, I join, I never look at it again. Next one. I put on my headphones without listening to music so people don't speak to me. Sabina, real or made up?
Fake.
Real. People in the office do this. There's one girl who puts her headphones on all the time when a presenter comes in just so he doesn't speak to her.
Is that presenter me?
No.
Is it though?
No.
Is it?
How paranoid have I made you? It might be.
Is it or not?
I don't know. I said no and you didn't believe me, so I...
So someone in
like
the office
yes?
puts headphones on, but there's no music on them,
yes.
just to avoid speaking to me.
If that's what you think, then you can believe it's you.
Did you say that was real?
Yes.
And Sabina, you said it was made up, didn't you?
Yeah.
You're right, Sabina!
Yeah!
Oh.
And next one. Tell me, is this real or made up Facebook group? I only answer a phone call after 3 rings. Sabina?
Could you say it again, please?
I only answer a phone call after 3 rings.
Oh, that might be real.
Oh, I was going to say real or fake.
Becky gets the point.
Yes.
That was made up, but who cares, because Sabina, you have won a lot. on Oh What's Occurring Today. Well done.
Yes.
Shall we speak to you tomorrow at 5:20 then?
Yeah. Wait a second.
Oh.
Can I say hi to my friend Joe?
Okay.
Hi, Joe. I'm on the radio.
You're brilliant. So we'll speak to you tomorrow at 5:20, all right?
Okay.
Love
you.
Bye.
Oh, what's a kitty?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.